Nedar Ber Gimel Mishnah Vav. Hanoder miyardei hayam mutter biyoshvei hayabasha. First makes a neder not to have hana from people that go out to the sea. So he's still mutter to have hana from people that dwell on the land. People that inhabit the land. It's not their derech to go out to the sea. By Nedarim, we always go after the Lashon of Bnei Adam, the common language, what people commonly refer to. And if that's what's common, whatever he says, we go by what he says. Not really what he's thinking. Only in certain situations, what he thinks and then what he describes, what he meant, we listen to, like we said in the previous cases. But in many cases, we don't even care. We go after the Lashon of Bnei Adam. However, the Mishnah continues, if he says, Miyoshvei Hayabasha, if he says, for those that dwell on land, Aser b'yardei hayam. He's aser even to the yardei hayam. He's aser to both of them. Because yoshvei yabasha include even people that go out to sea on boats. Because eventually, those people that go out to sea end up coming back to return to land. As the Mishnah says, yardei hayam b'chlal yoshvei yabasha. Because people that go out to sea are included in those that dwell on the land. And Taisantav brings the Ran that even those that are right now on boats in the sea, in the end, he's including them too. Because they're going to go back to the land too. Locha elu shehochen mi'ako liyafo, not like those that go from Akko to Yafo, not so far from Akko to Yafo, el bimi shedarko lefarish. Rather, the Mishnah is explaining, what the Mishnah is referring to, is somebody that's derech to really go far out. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Which case? So the Rab brings two dais. One is the first part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if a person makes a neder from the yardei hayom, he's mutter for the people that are just on land, but obviously the ones that go out to sea, those are usher. So now the Mishnah is explaining, but it's not really everybody that just goes out on a boat. It's only referring to, the ones that he's ushering is only referring to, the yardei hayam is only people that really go out far. But the ones that just go just from Akko to Yafo, that's not that far. Those are considered yoshvei yabasha. That's one way to learn. The second way to learn is that it's on the last part, where you said in the Mishnah that if he says that if he's noder mi yoshvei hayabasha, he's usher even by yardei hayam, because even yardei hayam are considered inhabitants of the land. Now the Mishnah is now explaining, according to this pshat, that everybody is usher because of his neder. When he says yoshvei yabasha, and then the Mishnah said it's usher by yardei hayam, now the Mishnah clarifies it's the opposite. It's even the yardei hayam that go really far out, they're also included in his neder. So that's a different way to learn. And the reason that is because even those that are going really far out, like the Rab points out, in the end, they're going to end up back on the land.